afternoon, good evening, and welcome to Think About It Tuesday. Think About Tuesday. Welcome to Think About It Tuesday. And listen, I am the residential in-house therapy for Jesus Plus Therapy Sis, and I hope that you are following us on all social media and podcast platforms so that you can get your daily mental health tip for today. And listen, it is Think About It Tuesday. And so as I was sitting here wondering, like, what can I share with you all that you need to think about when it comes to you and your mental health, right? So listen, the thing I really want you to think about is how you label people in your life. Yeah, I'm gonna let that sit for a minute. How do you label people in your life? A lot of times we have relationships with people, but people don't have relationships with us. And we continue to label them something that they're not even in the place or the position to fulfill the assignment of what we label them. And that even goes for the people who gave birth to us. My pastor said on Sunday, he said, just because you had a baby doesn't make you a mother. And just because you financially support a child doesn't make you a father. That you have to be not just present, but you have to be mentally, emotionally, and physically present and active and consistent in order to be able to operate in any label, in any role, in any title that you hold. So listen, I want you to think about, who have you mislabeled? Oh, that will preach all by itself. Who have you mislabeled in your life that you've given them these expectations? And one, they don't even know that they have these expectations. They don't even know that you expect them to be this because of the label. And they agreed to the label, but you didn't even give them the expectations of that label. So now you're looking disappointed, busted, and disgusted. You don't even know why you even have them in your life, but you continue to label them as friend, sister, brothers, whatever. You continue to label boyfriend, husband, wife. Yep, we label those too. You knew that that person was supposed to be the person you married. You knew that that person wasn't supposed to be the person you dated, but yet you did it because you labeled them based upon the expectations you have without sharing with them the expectations that they had to meet. So I really want you to think about, who are you mislabeling or have mislabeled in your life? And how has that affected your mental health? Majority of the time when we mislabel people in our lives, guess what happens? We find ourselves in a place of rejection, insecurity, depression, anxiety, and guardedness. Yes, we become guarded because the person that we mislabeled damaged us so much so that when the people that should have been labeled, the label that we gave the wrong person comes around, we now find ourselves with walls guarded up. We find ourselves dealing with insecurity and rejection. And then we find ourselves having people who should be in the position of the people we mislabeled. We have them paying for the debt of what they've done to us, the damage they've done to us. Yeah, that's deep. So today, I want you to think about, who are you mislabeling? And if they have a proper label, have you voiced the expectations with that label? And have you given them the opportunity to meet those expectations? And are those expectations realistic for that person? There's a lot to think about, right? So who have you mislabeled is the first one. Who have you mislabeled? Go ahead and think about it. Matter of fact, get your pen and piece of paper and really think about people you mislabeled. Two, ask yourself, why did I mislabel that person? Did you really want that person so much in your life that you expect them to meet an expectation they couldn't meet? That you thought if you loved them enough, or you cared enough, or you invest enough into them, that they will rise to the occasion of that title, of the expectation, of that role? That's good. And then think about, how have you allowed that mislabel to make you miss people that should have been labeled that? Yeah, that's deep, right? Because a lot of times, again, the people that we need to label those titles to, we abuse and misuse, and they are ready to meet the expectation. So go ahead, forgive yourself. Once you make a list, say, I forgive myself, and then move forward. and be wise in discerning on who you should label and why you should label, and then how they can meet the expectation and make it realistic. Because a lot of times, if we don't make it realistic, we don't meet them where their niche is, don't meet them where they are strong at, we'll find ourselves disappointed. Hey, this is your Tuesday, Think About It Tuesday tip for the day, as we continue to break the stigma and continue to celebrate Mental Health Awareness Month.